Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V, also the 272 champion. Now, this is going to be some coming up in the future, whatever. This is going to be a future episode. We're recording this on October 27th, and I'm in a very bad spot right now, but I'm calling this out that in the future, I'm going to turn things around, and my excitement level here is going to match how it should be in the future. Also with me on this program, world-famous juggler Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
I'm good. I'm just curious if you've actually convinced yourself that that's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
Okay.
Get your negativity out of here. I don't need that. Also with us, ladies and gentlemen, Flesh Wound producer Todd.
Cut to next week in Aussie's trophyless.
It would be great if we like cut in a, hey, this is what happened.
Not funny.
Just like right now, we'll have the Raiders scores for the best.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to do that.
Good thing you're not the producer.
Anyhow, let's get with this. We are reviewing and discussing today the film Cannonball Run, which was released on June 19th, 1981. Todd, do you have a trailer available? If so, could you please roll it?
This is the story of an average guy and a beautiful girl.
Hi.
Don't tell me your name. I'll just call you Beauty.
You must be a sensitive person. I bet you're a fan of Rod McEwen's.
I try to be.
And his best friend.
I am Captain Chaos. Been a cop long?
Right. And a family doctor.
Come on right here.
And how they all set out one day. In an ambulance from New York to California at 150 miles per hour.
California, here we come.
But they aren't the only ones, because this is the Cannonball Run, America's illegal Grand Prix. And it doesn't matter how you get there, it's who gets there first. Burt Reynolds is the defending champion. On his team, Farrah Fawcett.
Are you one of those volleyballers?
Cannonballs.
Dom DeLuise. And Jack Elam. And here comes the competition.
Will you hurry up, you little...
Dean Martin.
We happen to be in a race.
Sammy Davis Jr.
You, Shorty. Where'd you get all that jewelry?
Take a lift. Lift.
Mel Tillis and Terry Bradshaw. Jackie Chan. And Roger Moore as himself.
I'm Roger Moore. Roger Moore.
All of them. Reckless.
We're in kind of a hurry, so if you could just bless it a little bit.
Unscrupulous.
Oh, I gotta bless her. I'm sorry.
Desperate characters.
Ready. Fire.
By land. By sea. By air, they'll do anything, drive anything, say anything.
As far as I understand you.
When I called you, I was doing 140 miles an hour.
And stop at nothing.
Normally, I drive right around the speed limit.
We all make mistakes, miss. But 160?
To win the Cannonball Run.
Yeah, we're looking good.
Come on, faster!
Cannonball Run. The only movie to get over 200 tickets before it even opens.
That cat ball. Perfect.
And that was the trailer for Cannonball Run, again released on June 19th, 1981, rated PG with a runtime of 95 minutes. written by Bronc Yates, directed by Hal Needham, starring Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, Farrah Fawcett, Roger Moore, Dean Martin, the list goes on. Sammy Davis Jr. A lot of fun. I'd always heard about this with initial thoughts. Never had an opportunity to actually sit down and watch it, i.e., it was never on Cinemax for my dad to record on a VHS. So that automatically excluded it from my viewing library. But I think had I watched it when I was a kid, and it was PG, it would have been in there. This would have been one I would have loved, and I would have watched over and over again. It was hilarious, but it was also a fun ride to go through. There was gags happening every minute or so, and it was just a fun ride, as though traveling cross-country as best you could with all these characters. Kind of had a vibe of like a rat race or It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World, just not nearly as long.
Yeah.
Especially Mad, Mad, Mad World had a closer to a 3-hour runtime.
Yeah, this is obviously like kind of plays off that. I mean, the Cannonball Run is a real thing. And then like you can see the rat race's influence on the stuff that's come before too. It's all kind of like the same like style of film. Speed Zone's the unofficial third Cannibal movie also.
Right. While you're on a roll, can you go into your initial thoughts?
I can. I watched this one as a kid. I grew up with it. I mean, I don't know how old I was when I finally figured out what Jackie Chan was watching, but they might have swapped that out in the TV cut or something, I'm pretty sure, but it's just fun, especially like as a kid. It's just a lot of characters and stuff, but as an adult, it's still just funny. It's one every time I throw on, I just laugh the whole time.
Greg?
So, hadn't seen this, and I looked it up a little bit beforehand, seeing that it was in that rat race genre, I saw that Roger Ebert gave it a 0.5 rating in his review, which I was like, uh-oh, what are we in for? But this was fun. Like you say, it is a good time. And I was, you know, you were mentioning Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., I believe Frank's in there as well. And I'm wondering if they picked the name Rat Race as like an homage to the Rat Pack being in that last film in Cannonball Run. It's actually something my wife pointed out. But yeah, this was a good time, man. Like this, I was really looking forward to seeing this because I'd heard from word of mouth good things, not what the reviews say. So, but screw reviewers, except for, you know,
the one thing. One little cool fact that you guys probably don't know, and I don't know if you've seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Ozzy.
Not yet.
Greg, maybe?
No, not yet, actually. Okay. It's on my list, yeah.
Okay, well, here's a little info on it then. Hal Needham and Burt Reynolds were the basis of Cliff Booth and Rick Dalton, played by Leo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. Mm. Like, they're stuntman actor, that's, you know, the stuntman. You have Hal Needham, who became a director, and that's why he does all these action movies and like Smokey and the Bandit and stuff. And then the actor, you know, Burt Reynolds, and they have the same relationship in there, who Quentin based them off of. And Burt Reynolds was actually supposed to be in the film, but passed right before he was able to shoot it. So some other film information on it. There you go.
Cool. It is a fun fact. So going into, there was a lot of favorite movies to choose from, which was a lot of fun. It feels like a buffet or a smorgasbord, a good time. But my absolute favorite gag was seeing Roger Moore driving with a new female character every time. That was, I was like dying laughing every time. Because after the third time, you realize it was going to be an ongoing gag. And they did such a good job making them all be distinct. And for the payoff at the very end, when she said, I can't believe I'm going to tell my friends I was with, I'm not going to spoil it. I don't care. Yes. It's 1981. I leave that happen.
I don't know if that joke's going to hit everyone.
No. I don't care. I don't care. In case it doesn't, in case it does, or in case it's a possibility, I'm leaving that out there. But that was a great payoff, hands down, like my favorite gag. But there's plenty to choose from.
Great. Yeah, so much so that like there was a long while, and that was one of the massive contenders for my favorite moment. There's a long while. I was like, which one am I going to pick? You know, there's just, like you say, too many to choose from. And then a moment happened, like a sign from the comedy gods that was like, this is right up your alley. There's a blockage that everyone stopped at one point in time. And Burt Reynolds Dean walks by and he goes and smacks Burt's butt while he's under the hood of the truck. And when he moves up from the shock of it, he hits his head on the hood of the car or his van, and you hear this cartoon spring noise that's so out of left field. And I just lost it. I was like, they're having fun, man. And that was, yeah, that was by far my favorite moment.
All right. I don't know if I'm going to cheat on this one, but I because everything the doctor says or does is hilarious. When I was a kid, he was my favorite character. Now, just everything he does and says. My favorite moment that makes me laugh the most every time I watch it, the outtakes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's why I said I'm kind of cheating, because there's 100 other moments I wrote down that I can pick from, but it's hard for me to, yeah. I can give you a different one if you want.
All three of us said there's a bunch of stuff to choose from.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna instill a second round right now.
Excellent.
Where we can do our own honorable mentions. I'll go in reverse order, like a snake draft, if you will. Todd, go for it.
All right. Well, this one's kind of a two-parter. It's the same gimmick, but let me get this straight. You want to get blessed by a black man in a red Ferrari just to deliver it? And like, and then, but when they're talking to the cops, tell them about him. And Bert tells them, oh, I think they're armed. And the cop just like, I hope so. Gives me a reason. I was like, you can't probably get away with that now, but that's still what they're thinking.
There's a lot of things you can't get away with now in this movie, that's for sure.
And a PG?
Yeah.
Greg?
So there's a moment where they're trying to explain to the police why they've got this lady in their car all drugged up and going to L.A. And the officer's like, well, why L.A.? Why would you drive and not fly if it's that much of a medical situation? And Dom DeLuise goes, I don't know why. You have to ask the doc. And the look on his face after of like, oh, what did I just do? was like facial expression comedy gold.
That is good. And you almost, actually, you did make me forget what I had set for my second choice. But I'll go ahead and jump in with, oh man, damn it, Greg.
This is what happens when you do a snake draft. It doesn't go well for you, Ozzy.
It's true. And then I have to make a trade in order to win my leagues. It's happened the past 2 years. But I can't trade with anybody to get my original thought. It's just a good time. I'll say that. I can actually, one of my favorite lines towards the beginning of the movie is when they're being asked to help somebody. And then somebody asks them, you guys are professionals. He responds, yeah, well, it's our day off. That's a solid line. But it is a good time. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. If you have seen it and it's been a while, see it again, because you'll still enjoy it. It's only 95 minutes, so you're not losing too much time. And it's hilarious. I can't recommend it enough. For me, it's a 5 stars. And it'll be in a rotation to where I'll want to watch this every month or so. Greg?
I'm going to take Mr. Siskel's rating of 0.5 and shift that decimal point where it needs to be. And it
is
going to be a 5 for sure. Yeah, this movie's too funny, has great moments. Not okay in a lot of spots, but it was, as we like to say, it was a different time.
Unless Ozzy disagrees. I am also 5 stars. Yeah, I love this. Like, when I started watching again, I messaged Ozzy. I was like, man, I think you're going to love this. So I was just dying. So
it was right up the alley, definitely like a Looney Tunes live action.
And we got another one. So we'll have to put that one in the future.
Cannonball Run 2 is as good as the original.
It's got, I mean, the original's hard to be. It's so good. It's no Caddyshack 2. Or no Ghostbusters 2. It's so good.
What about Airplane 2?
No, it's very close. I haven't watched the second one in quite a while, so I may end up doing it before we review it.
Okay. All right. Well, that was our review of Cannonball Run. Again, can't recommend it enough. Now, before we head out for the evening, there is something that I need to address. I believe it was the episode 2, potentially 3 weeks. It was the night of October 30th when we were reviewing the film Slaughterhouse. The last time we had the setup as you see now. And Greg had made a joke about seeing the backside of Totter. Because the way the camera's angled at me is you see the backside of Todd, so that would be the backside of Totter. And I had joked with him before we started recording the session. I joked with him saying, do you want me to put up a poll and see, and we could see the approval rating firsthand? And he says, I would love that. I was like, okay, fine, noted. And here we are. Please, in the comment section, vote your approval on the comment backside of Totter. And when we come back with a new episode, we'll share those results with everybody. Greg, does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds great. I don't know if you get it, because like at Disneyland, they say the backside of water. You see, do you see?
Are we in a jungle, Greg?
The concrete jungle.
I was going to say. Hey, Ozzy, are we in Anaheim? Yes, we are.
This is terrible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, another quick reminder, you can check me out hosting trivia this week and every week, every Monday at Lake Forest, the Rush Bar and Grill, beginning at 6:30. Every Tuesday at the Brewery in Placentia, beginning at 7 o'clock. Wednesdays in Los Alamitos at Griffin's Grill, beginning at 7:30. And every Thursday at the Honeypot Meadery, also at 7:30 as well. Every song you hear has somebody with the answer. And there's an opportunity for cash money at the end if you can figure out why I selected those songs for the answers at the end. Gentlemen, have anything else before we head out for the evening?
No, sir.
You know, like the waterfall joke?
Oh, yeah, the backside of Totter. Yeah. Don't forget to vote down below. And speaking of voting, check out patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, where for just $1 a month, you'll have an opportunity to vote on some of the films that we will be reviewing and discussing. Again, that's only $1 a month. And that's not just that. You also get some bonus material. Todd, are you able to share what some of that, or is that pretty much the first levels? You get to vote.
Now, Patreon, you can watch all of Slashtober Uncut.
Slashtober Uncut.
We got.
How do you slash and have something uncut? I'm very confused, Todd.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't think that one through. But that there's tons of content available on there. Again, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, where you can access all that content for just $1 per month. And if you guys don't have anything else before we head out for the evening. Okay, sorry, I can't update anybody on my fantasy football. It is currently October 27th when we are recording this. So we'll see what happens on the next new episode of Flesh Wound Farce. Once again, for world famous juggler Greg Larson and Flesh Wound producer Todd, I'm Ozzy V, and we'll see you next week right here on a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Farce.